Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the eighth installment of Brachos on Foods. So we were discussing yesterday that if you have bread and then you break it into pieces smaller than a kazayas and you cook it, then it loses its, and again, we mean cook, we mean specifically in hot liquid, really submerged within hot liquid, then it loses its bread status and it becomes a mizonos. I want to clarify, because this is a question I'm asked sometimes, what if the pieces of bread or matzah were less than a kazayas, but then they reform into something larger than a kazayas? And probably a good example of that is a matzah bowl, right? So in other words, it's made from matzah meal, very, very small pieces of crushed matzah, but then it reforms into a very significant piece. So that, for these purposes, is considered less than a kazayas. In other words, we're not looking at the end product. We're looking at what I did to the bread. So I took the bread, I broke it into very small pieces, and then I cooked it. So a matzah ball would certainly be a mizonos. Okay, so the first thing we discussed was when I cook it. Let's say I didn't cook it. Let's say I took pieces of bread and I joined them together through the example given in Halach is honey, or I joined them together through let's say some sauce, some gravy type of thing, some soup. Not that I'm cooking it, not to really submerge it within liquid. I'm just using these things as a binder. So is that called still bread or not? You could imagine. I think they sell. Somebody actually asked me this past Pesach. They found some type of product in one of the stores, sort of like a matzah granola bar type thing, that it was like pieces of matzah bridged together. That's really this question. So for such a thing, the rule is like this, that you need to do two things in order to take away the hamotzi status. One is the pieces have to be less than a kazayas, and the other is it no longer looks like bread. When you really cook it, as long as the pieces are less than a kazayas, even if it looks like bread, it no longer has bread status. For this thing, which is a less dramatic practice, that you didn't cook it, but you just kind of bound it together through liquid, so then it A, has to be less than a kazayas, like by cooking, but B, it has to not look like bread or matzah anymore. What's called looking like bread or matzah? That is an extremely subjective question. Very, very hard. I think many times you're probably best off washing on something that's definitely hamotzi and then having some of that food. It's a very hard call, very difficult. Another thing that would fit into this discussion we mentioned last time, if I fried something, so we said it's a question whether or not I should treat it like cooking. So it probably would make sense to play it safe. Remember, if the pieces are larger than a kazayas, then it definitely is bread. If the pieces are smaller than a kazayas, if I fried it and I didn't cook it, then it probably is only safe to treat it as mizonos if it really doesn't look like bread anymore. Okay, so that's the second category. The third category is I didn't cook it. I didn't even bind it together in any special way. I just took bread or matzah and I just ground it up. So if I just take bread and matzah and grind it up, it's still hamotzi. That's not a substantive change. So just to recap the three categories. If I have not done something substantive, I just ground it up, that's absolutely still hamotzi. If I cooked it, then all I need is if it's less than a kazayas. We said frying, it's questionable if it's called cooking or if it's the next tier down. The next tier down, that it's something that I really did something here, like I created some kind of binding or maybe frying type of thing. So there it has to be less than a kazayas, and it also has to not look like bread anymore. In all of these examples, once we've decided that it doesn't have bread status anymore, it doesn't matter how much of it you eat. So in other words, a matzah ball, even though it's made from matzah, but it was ground up matzah, and then I cooked it, so it was cooked, the pieces were less than a kazayas, I could have three meals worth of matzah balls, and I still wouldn't have to make hamotzi on it. So all of this is once it loses its bread status, then it's just like pasta. I could have a meal of pasta. I don't have to wash. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.